Well, good to see you back home, Colonel Ryan. And I thought your remarks during the Veterans Day ceremony were perfect about how the community treats its veterans. And I guess that was part of your message today. So a little bit, elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, you know, we are so lucky, both those of us who live here in the county. The sense of community, it's just, I've had the opportunity to live so many places in the United States, and you just don't have it everywhere. And then to continue with, that whole sense of community, veterans are a very special community. When you meet someone who has served, you know that they share many of the same sacrifices. They understand the language that you speak that's kind of unique. And so to combine those two communities and a way that would allow me to come back home today and to honor one of my heroes, Joe Lawson, I was just so honored to be here.
What does the female soldier statue represent to you that they're dedicating today? Well, how important is that to you, or the representation of females in the military?
It's almost impossible to overstate how much it means to me as a female service member. In particular, although I am not combat arms, I'm a judge advocate, I have spent most of my career assigned to combat arms units, infantry, armored, striker brigades. As you know, I've been deployed. And oftentimes, I literally am the only woman in the room, but I'm in the room. I matter. And women like me and Joe Lawson and Courtney Rush and Lori Flaherty, you know, so many Mercer County veterans matter. And it's wonderful to have that service recognized in a way so that, you know, when people maybe bring their kids or grandkids, they can see something that looks like their mom or their grandma. And that's a good message to have.
So you talked about Joe Lawson. You know, it's one thing being in 1986 in enlisting. It's another thing being a female in 1939, 1940, 41, whatever it was for Joe Lawson when she enlisted.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, in terms of the crossing the barrier, I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say that, but I'm saying, do you appreciate what she... I mean, she not only served her country, but she probably crossed a barrier at that time, too.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was such a tough time for our nation, World War II. And I'm grateful in many ways to the way that our Hollywood and media and entertainment have brought to light in the last 20 or 30 years all that that greatest generation did. But as I thought about what it must have been like for Joe and so many others like her, whether they were spars or WACs, you had to have an incredible sense of adventure and a selfless spirit in order to go jump into that great unknown and be willing to step up and say, I'm here to serve. I'll do whatever it is that you need.
Right. To wrap up, you talked about how, you know, you feel appreciated as a veteran from this community, but just kind of the reacting to the crowd today, showing up for a veterans ceremony. I mean, that to me, I thought, when I was coming over, I said, please be a big turnout. Please be a big turnout. Please have some people here. And I thought the community responded today.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it does mean so much. And there to look out and recognize so many faces, especially faces that have served and family members of those who have served. In a place like Aledo, Mercer County, you know everybody. And so it was great to have the community out here supporting it.